Alan. Thank you, Brian. Earlier this morning, Alan was coughing, and he said, I don't know. Boy, your voice sounds great. Prayer works. Thank you, Brian. So today I'm talking about empowerment. And our theme for this month is to protect the vulnerability, that part in us that seems to be vulnerable. So I'm going to start with a story, and this is a true story. Early on as minister, I was a staff minister of a very large church in Santa Rosa. And a lot of times I went and worked with the kids, and I'd go in there. So the children knew me. So this one day I'm walking down the hallway, and Johnny comes running up, 5 years old. He says, Reverend Maggie, today is my birthday. And I said, oh, Johnny, happy birthday. And I gave him a big hug. Thank you, Reverend Maggie. And off he went. And I'm going around, I'm doing my business. 2 minutes later, Reverend Maggie, today is my birthday. It's Johnny again. I said, oh, Johnny, congratulations, happy birthday. And he goes, ah. This happened 5 times. It reminded me of the Groundhog Day. Remember the old movie that kept repeating and repeating? Finally, on the 5th time, Johnny comes running up, Reverend Maggie, today is my birthday. I said, good for you, Johnny. He says, what did you get me? See, Johnny growing up in that church environment, when I worked with the kids, I tell them that God loves them. That God wants only their good. And so Johnny knew that. Johnny knew that God's love was there for him, and his freedom as a child of the Most High, all-loving God was what was showing up for Johnny. Like, what did you get me? Do you see, in my opinion, if we came to God, if we came to Spirit, if we came to the Divine One, whatever name you want to call, that infinite wisdom, the Creator of your life, if you came to that powerful, loving presence daily, moment by moment, and say, God, what is there for me today? The freedom as a child of the most loving, high, all-loving God. Johnny knew he was special, and he deserved the very best. Everybody take a breath. Do you know that you deserve the very best? Yes? Are you open? Are you willing to discover your empowered self? Good. One or two of you. Gary? Anybody not willing really wants to go home and play in the sun? No. Okay. Good. Glad you're here. See, I'm going to ask you this morning if you're as willing to learn to be faithful like Johnny. To be so open and available to this powerful, all-loving presence. Because you see, Jesus said, this is what he meant by you must come to God as a child. Doesn't mean that we have to be little again, but it means to come with the innocence of a child, with an opening like Johnny knew that his father, Mother God, was there to serve him because he was special, because he was blessed, because he learned that in Sunday school. He learned to go to God with the qualities of faith and a belief that all of his needs would be met. Are you willing to? Like a child who knows that Spirit is there to fulfill your every need, that all needs are met in God. See, to me, empowerment means to give power or authority to be an example, to permit, to allow What are you willing to permit to have take place in your life in a greater way? See, because I believe it's up to each one of us to give permission to God. I don't know about you, but that's becoming more and more my realization. It's up to each one of us to call upon the divine in everything that we do all the time. I don't know about you, but there's some things that I thought, well, I'm not taking that to God. Anybody? See, it's up to you and it's up to me to put our foot down. Not against anything, but put our foot down in a greater faith and trust. Wait a second. Right. To whatever's showing up. My God, my spirit, my life is greater than this that is coming at me. Yes?
Yeah.
And I love saying God's got this. God's got this. We find ourselves in confusion, in a place where things just aren't seeming to work. It's kind of, anybody have that happen? Where it feels like you're driving your car kind of with the brake on? Yeah, okay. And we've got to stop in that moment and say, God's got this. I love saying God's got this. I love remembering to say God's got this. That there's a greater power at work in my life and for my highest and greatest good, and that same thing is available for you. So I'm going to invite you to just stop in this moment and think of whatever you're worried about. Bring it to mind. Maybe you're worried about the worst outcome. Bring it to mind. Whatever you're worried about, bring it available to you. Now I invite us to say, God's got this. Say, repeat, God's got this. Say it again, God's got this. One more time, God's got this. It means I have faith that God's got this. I have faith that whatever's taking place in my life, there's a power, there's something greater that is willing to come into action in my life and in your life. We got to trust God's got this. To accept and to expect and to imagine. Hear that. To accept, to expect, and to imagine means I'm opening up to the best possible outcome. I'm opening up to something greater than I can even imagine for myself. Are you willing? Because you see, that's what has to happen. We each have to take the responsibility, the realization that with God all things are possible. And when I move forward in this, the best possible outcome will take place. Yes? So we need to stop allowing life's events to steal our joy. Anybody done that? No, not me. Let's go deeper still and be empowered by your faith. Where's your faith? Choose to be happy right where you are. What would that feel like? How would that show up in your life? And now here's for a shameless plug. Outrageous openness. I have to, only because this is probably one of the simplest books I've ever read, but if you're wanting to use God moment by moment, then you want to take this class, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to stop complaining and stop believing. Start believing. I said stop, didn't I? Start believing. Start believing. Hello. I'm going to do the work too. Thank you very much. Because you see, these stories are really simple, they're cute, But what they're going to tell us is that every moment of every day, we have to bring that divine presence into our actions, into everything that we're doing. So if you think that sounds good, then be here tomorrow night. Yes?
Yes.
Good. We need to stop our overactive, gloomy minds and just say, stop. I don't know about you, but I'm really tired of it. We got to say, stop. Okay, God, I know you have the highest and greatest good for me and the best ever outcome. I'm saying that 24/7. And we have to ask, help me to accept the best possible outcome. I don't know about you, but I kind of want to take the Mother, Father, God, creator of all that is seen and all that is unseen, and I want to give my list. Well, it should go this way. And this should be happening. And the orange sofa should be delivered tomorrow. No, we're not getting an orange sofa, honey. But do you see what I mean? How many of us told God this week what we wanted? In no uncertain terms. Because you see, when we do that, we don't leave room for the miracles. And yesterday I was working on this talk. And see, I always have to do this. Yay. Okay, I was working on this talk. And I had concerns coming up. And so I'm going, I'm working on this talk, hush, stop. That's where the stop came in. And then all of a sudden I made up a song. I'm walking around the house. And it's fun and amazing how you can change your thinking singing a song. Now, you probably do this, Alan, because you've got a great voice. And Del, you probably do this too because you have a great voice. Mine is wonderful. But singing with gratitude when nobody is around, singing with gratitude to spirit for the best ever perfect outcome to take place. And if you're challenged, I'm going to invite you to try it work. I kept going around singing, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the most perfect outcome. Thank you, God. I am open. I am receptive to the greater good that I know is taking place in my life. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You see? Doesn't matter how great you sing. Sing it. Say it. Allow it to be alive within you. See, everything is coming together for the greater good of all. Sing that. Everything is coming together for the greatest good of all. My good. My God. My good. My God. Don't worry about somebody else's God. They're in charge of their own God. You be in charge of yours. Great joy abounds for everyone. You speak the blessings for everyone. You sing the blessings for everyone. Even when you don't feel like it. I guarantee you, you start singing, you probably laugh. It'll be fun. Remember, in all things, give thanks. Give thanks that you have the opportunity to speak into the power that is there to serve you. You're never alone. Watch obstacles and challenges disappear because you're calling each of us to deepen that trust and faith, and we're calling upon the power to work in our life. Ask and you shall receive, and I guarantee you it's going to change. Because empowerment to me means that I remember whose I am. I'm the child of the living, loving Father, Mother, God, filled with love and honor for myself. See, there's a power for good that serves each and every one of us, but we have to be open and receptive and available and remember to call upon that Spirit. People are going to let us down because they're doing their own work. And they're just going to disappoint you. But if you put all of your power in whether they respond to you correctly or care about you, then you're going to miss the love that's here for you. And if you believe that about other people, you might start to believe that about God. That God is a sometimes God. That God is going to disappoint you or turn you down. Not so. Because you see, if you do that, you'll feel defeated by events and circumstances. So the law can only return to you what you believe and imagine. Hear that. The law of life can only return to you what you believe and what you can imagine. Rick and I are doing a lot of reading about the law, and you can tell I like this book. I eat them up. I devour them. And this is Florence Shovel Shinn, and it's one of the pieces from the game of life and how to play it. And I want to read to you this morning what she says here, and I think it just gives the whole idea of what we're doing. And it says, getting into the spiritual swing of things is no easy matter for the average person. The adverse thoughts of doubt, fear, surge from the subconscious. They are the army of aliens. I love that. Hear that. Those doubts and fears that come into your mind, that's your army of aliens. Don't let them come in. And they must be put to flight. This explains why it is so often darkest before the dawn. A big demonstration is usually preceded by tormenting thoughts. Having made a statement of high spiritual truth, one challenges the old beliefs in the subconscious, and error is exposed to be put out. This is the time when one must make their affirmations of truth repeatedly. God's got this, God's got this, God's got this, as loud as you can. And then rejoice and give thanks that we have already received the answer. Before you call, I will answer. This means that every good and perfect gift is already awaiting our recognition. Hear that. Everything that's good that's going to come into your life is awaiting you to call upon it. However, the one who knows spiritual law is undisturbed by appearance and rejoices. This is, we hold to our vision and give thanks that the end is accomplished. We do receive. So we give thanks in advance before we have even received that life is here to bless us. So we get to say, today is my day to be blessed. Let's say that together. Today is my day to be blessed. Say it one more time. Today is my day to be blessed. Today and every day, everything works for my good. Today and every day, everything works for my good. Breathe that in. This is where it starts. This is where it begins. Let us each cultivate our own unique experiences of good, like Johnny. It serves my life experience to believe life blesses me. Do I forget? Oh, yeah. Things happen. And I have to return to, oh, right, life blesses me. I am blessed. Good is ever desiring to be expressed as the perfect outcome for you and for me. The perfect outcome. It's God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We hear that over and over again. But do and have we up until now taken it to the very depth of our soul? I'm still working on it. And I know Mary Ellen's probably going to talk about this later, but I had to talk about it. I was reading the Science of Mind magazine, and any of you who read Dr. Ken, I loved his story. He said he was down in his office, and all of a sudden, he heard this shriek coming from upstairs. Ah! Anybody? And it was his wife, and she ran upstairs to see what had gone on into her office. And she was sitting there. Oh, you can't believe it, she said, to a blank computer screen. And she said, I have been working so hard, and all the work that I've done just went blank. It's lost. I know it's lost. It's gone forever. Anybody? And Dr. Ken said, just a second. I'm going to call our guru who does computers. I forget what his name was here, but anyway. He says, I'm going to call him. And so he did. He made that phone call, and his computer genius says, check the plug. And he says, okay, I'll call you back. He goes, I know there's something more than just the plug. But he says, because the guru said, he went up, he checked, sure enough, it was the plug. Boom, he plugged it in, everything came back up. His wife was happy. But you see, in that moment, everything was lost, everything was bad, everything was not in working condition. And he goes on to say, nurturing and empowering consciousness is the same. It depends on being in connection with our powerful source. Hear that? Are you plugged in? Or are you looking at a blank screen thinking that nothing good is happening in your life? Well, plug in. And just like electricity, the source is always there. Plugging in is an option. And this, he referred to Jim, who does 15 commitments of conscious leadership. And one of his simple models is like this, and I'm sorry if you can't see it from where you are, but Jim says to draw a line across a piece of paper and start writing below that line what has got you worried or fearful, or is a story of the past, or it's your old belief, or it's a doubt. And above, put what you accept, expect, imagine, the good, the blessings, more good, full of spirit on the top. And keep asking yourself, where am I right now? Am I up here? Am I down here? Because you see, when we do that, we get to choose where it is we're going to show up. Above the line is when you're living consciously. This is where we're open and curious. The line, our primary commitment, is to learning above the line. I'm open, I'm receptive to learning. What appears below the line displays that we're living unconsciously. Anybody? Not this group, but you know somebody out there. When we're being closed and separate and defensive, below the line, our commitment is to being right. So I invite you to keep repeating over and over again, God's got this. That anything that you are working with today is there to grow you into a greater conscious awareness that with God, all things are possible. I'm living proof of that. So are you. So let's take this into prayer. And so with a grateful heart for this time together, this understanding that with God all things are possible, there is only one life, one power, one all-embracing, all-loving essence by whatever name, spirit, the divine, God, infinite, beloved one. Spirit of life. There's only one power, and it is unique and divinely desiring to express in and through and as your very being. It wants to play in you, with you, as you. And today we open, we accept, we allow, we imagine how great our life is in partnership with the divine. We recognize that we are never alone, that the power and the presence and the healing is right here, right now, right where we each are. And we call upon it to reveal to us the greater truth, that all things are possible in God. And so we stay open, receptive, and available to that possibility. And we stay above the line in learning, in opening, in being receptive, in imagining, being available. This is truly who I am and who you are. And we give thanks for that. And so much more that's taking place in our lives and in the life of our loved ones. And so I just release this, my word, into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it, and we're proud of it, and we just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement with me, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.